He's known as El Rey, the king of Mexican music, the country's greatest living singer. For more than half a century, Vicente Fernandez has provided the soundtrack for Mexican life to nearly every corner of the Spanish-speaking world. The 81-year-old royal of ranchera music has been hospitalized for more than 2 months. And as NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, fans are worried about his fate and the future of the music he defined.
The lyrics of one of Ranchera's most famous ballads takes on a more urgent tone these days, given Vicente Fernandez's current health.
Yo sé bien que estoy afuera, pero el día que yo me muera, sé que tendrás que llorar.
The day I die, he sings, you will cry, cry, and cry.
Dirás que no me quisiste.
Back in 1974, when Fernandez popularized the song El Rey, he was singing of a scorned love. But since taking a fall this summer at his ranch outside Guadalajara and the near daily rumors of his demise, his fans and fellow musicians have been mourning.
Es una serie de cosas que lo llevó a él.
There is a lot that makes Fernandez great, but nothing as much as his voice, that booming voice, says 86-year-old Rigoberto Alfaro Rodriguez, who for decades arranged dozens of Fernandez's songs.
Acá entre nos, siempre te voy a recordar.
Always dressed in an impeccable mariachi or charro suit, with a huge wide-brimmed sombrero and a pistol on his hip, Fernandez loved to show off that voice. In concerts, he'd lower his mic and belt out the ending of a song unamplified to thunderous applause. Fernandez has sold more than 50 million albums worldwide, starred in dozens of films, won 3 Grammys, 8 Latin Grammys, and has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Para nosotros ha dejado un gran legado musical, un gran legado.
He has left us with a great musical legacy, says Arturo Vargas, the longtime guitarist with the famous group Mariachi Vargas de Tecalitlan. A legacy that was hard won. Breaking into the big leagues took Fernandez years. He spent his early career singing on street corners and in restaurants, shunned by record producers. But as other great Mexican crooners passed from the scene, space opened for the mustachioed cowboy from a ranch outside Guadalajara.
Marca un antes y un después dentro de la breve cadena de ídolos que ha tenido.
His mark is significant. He'll always be among Mexican music's icons. Vargas tells me as musicians warm up around us backstage at a recent international mariachi festival in Guadalajara, Jalisco. This night, Guadalajara's Philharmonic Orchestra grandly sits behind Vargas's 14-member mariachi band. Seats went for as high as $100 a ticket. It's quite an impressive price given mariachi's humble origins, says John Clark.
It was the poor people's music.
Clark, now 69, has been playing, studying, and writing about mariachi music for decades. He says while its roots probably go back to the arrival of Hernán Cortés on Mexico's shores, the Spanish conquistador traveled with troubadours, historians didn't pay much attention to the mostly rural and indigenous music. He says that's until after the Mexican Revolution.
When the indigenous culture became exalted, in contrast to the Porfirio Díaz regime, where everything was Eurocentric, but by then a lot of the history had been lost.
Many towns throughout Mexico, especially in Vicente Fernandez's home state of Jalisco, take credit for mariachi's origin. Cocula, not far from Guadalajara, calls itself the cradle of mariachi, sporting a tiny museum and roving musicians. On Sundays, the local mariachi school's youth group plays at noon mass. Right after, they cross the street, still in their finest brass-studded suits, and play in the town's placita.
Acá entre nos, siempre te voy a recordar.
Vicente Fernandez's tunes are always a favorite with the crowd strolling the public park or sitting on benches enjoying a leisurely Sunday with family. Many join in singing unabashedly, pitch and tune be damned. While still a sentimental favorite, the genre has lost appeal with younger generations. Fernandez scorned crossover artists, even his own son, who produces many pop songs along with mariachi favorites. And that worries 52-year-old Magdalena Vasquez.
No deja ningún mensaje, hablando claro.
Frankly, music today has no message, she says, as she sells Tupperware and COVID masks right off Cocula's Plaza. Her small stand sits in front of the city's huge bust honoring Vicente Fernandez.
Tengo dos hijas y les digo, hija, ¿cómo las va a conquistar un muchacho? ¿Con qué canciones?
I have two daughters and I ask them, how will a boy romance you? Win you over? With what song? She asks. Her husband hides his face in his hands and laughs. It's those hardcore, traditional older fans that kept Fernandez's music alive for more than five decades. Fernandez has run afoul of younger generations more woke than their parents. In January, he gave a half-hearted apology after images emerged of him groping a fan's breast as they posed for a picture. In 2019, he said he refused a liver transplant, fearing it could have come from a homosexual. But for the diehards, Fernandez's legacy survives such transgressions. He's always professed that he was motivated by his devoted audience, as he said in a farewell concert in Mexico City in 2016.
Su cariño, su respeto, y sus aplausos.
Appearing to choke back tears, he says, it was always about your affection, your respect, and your applause. And as he sings in the song El Rey, not about fame or wealth.
Con dinero y sin dinero, yo hago siempre lo que quiero.
Fernandez's music will live on. Reportedly, there are dozens of previously recorded songs to be released upon his death, allowing him to remain, as he sings here, the king. Carrie Khan, NPR News, Cocula, Mexico.